It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Kylie Howes and Marilyn Tubbs. We're going to talk all about the Miss Carbon County pageant. Yes, pageant season is right around the corner. We've got a workshop coming up in June. We'll talk a little about that and the pageant itself. But today we just wanted to get the ladies in, kind of give you an idea of what the organization is all about, what your kids can learn and gain from the pageant experience, and all kinds of prizes that are tied if you happen to win the pageant as well. So ladies, thank you so much for coming in today.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. Now, Kylie, we're going to start with you because we're going to talk about just the organization as a whole first before we get into the particulars of the pageant and all those kinds of things. What is the Miss Carbon County organization all about? And let's talk about the pageant itself and getting ready to do these things.
Okay, so the Miss Carbon County organization is a scholarship-based organization and service-based. We are a local nonprofit, so we have that entailed with us as well. But the main purpose is for service and scholarships. So the girls come in and if they happen to win the pageant, they can do all types of service throughout the community. They're involved all the time. They literally can do pretty much anything throughout the community that's service-based or that any other organization needs help with things. The schools, they can be involved in that. And then also the scholarship funds so that they can have a little extra money for college. So, and that is with our teen program and our Miss program. And it varies every year because we do base our awards on business donations. And so, but usually we award around $4,000 in scholarships. So we're hoping to beat that this year and hopefully get up to about $5,000 this year. But so that's kind of where the scholarships are at. But there also are a lot of other benefits to competing. When I competed, I was very shy and didn't like to talk to people and didn't like big crowds and things like that. But once I got involved, that totally changed. So I was able to interview and public speak and go to certain events and be more personal with people. And especially with job interviews, that really helped. Like I always say that once you've been in a pageant interview, a job interview is a piece of cake. So,
and you know, it's funny that you would bring that up because when I've had, you know, Miss Carbon County's in and stuff like that, I said, this should be easy for mm-hmm. you. Interviews should be an easy thing for you. And you find that the more of them that you do, the easier it gets. And how tough is it, speaking from, you know, their perspective, when they first get started? It's very difficult for a lot of these people. And that's one thing, too, that I think they get from this is a huge boost of self-esteem comes from these pageants. And is that kind of what you find as well when you're helping with these girls and working with them?
Oh, for sure. It's you almost see a totally different girl by the time that if they've won. And even if they don't win, just the process of working with them from June till August, you see a huge difference in self-confidence and just their self-esteem and their stage presence and everything. Like, it's kind of crazy to watch, and I really enjoy that part of it.
It's like raising another kid almost, kind of.
It really is.
And it's it's great to see the confidence that grows in these ladies as they move all the way through. Now, you have a few different divisions in it, correct?
Yes. So our age ranges is from 4 to 24. So we have our mini miss, little miss, junior miss, our teen, and our miss. So, and each of those are broken up into groups, and I'll have Marilyn talk about that a little bit later. But yeah, so we cover a wide range of age groups, and it's a lot of fun.
So let's turn the time over and we'll talk to Marilyn now. Marilyn, how are you today?
Good. How are you?
I am doing well. Now, you are co-director. Is this your first year?
No, I believe it's 5 years.
So let's talk about the pageant. You guys do have a workshop that's coming up, and you've got the dates and everything that are coming up, and they have actually kind of changed the age requirements this year just a little bit because of COVID. Is that correct?
Yes,
so let's talk about all that.
Okay, so the age changes for our 2021 pageant. If you are 17, you can choose between Miss Carbon County or Miss Teen Carbon County. If you're 13, you can choose between Junior Miss Carbon County or the Miss Teen Carbon County.
And that's all because of COVID, because you guys did not have a Miss Carbon County last year.
Right, that's pageant. Correct.
You had a Miss Carbon County, you just didn't have a pageant.
Right.
So let's talk about the types of things that people are going to learn from this workshop and how it's going to help them when it comes time to perform and prepare for the pageant.
So in our workshops, we'll go over all the phases of competition. Interview is worth 25%. Active wear in the teen is worth 10%. Talent is worth 30%. Evening gown is worth 15%. And onstage question is worth 20%. So we go through all those phases of competitions in our workshop. As far as the county requirements, we go over that. Contract information, talent interview process, building a community service platform, ideas on what they can do for their platforms, wardrobe requirements, and meet the committee and board and current title holders.
So there is really a lot that goes into preparing for these pageants. And when is the pageant going to be this year?
So the pageant will be August 28th. Miss Teen and the Miss Carbon County will be on the same day.
Okay. So let's talk. Kylie had spoken to the fact that you're looking for businesses and sponsorships and things like that. If people are interested in doing that, what do they need to do?
So they can contact any member of our royalty, or if they know of a girl that is competing, because we do give an award for the girl that raises the most scholarship funds through businesses. So if they want to contact a contestant, or they can contact us directly. The best way maybe is through our website, misscarboncounty.org, and just contact us through there if you're interested in donating.
Okay. And let's wrap up everything by, you know, we've got that coming up. We've got the pageant coming up. If people want to register for the workshop that's coming up, what do they need to do for that?
So for this workshop, it is more of an information meeting. So anyone is welcome to come. It's not like if you just want to compete, those are the only people that can come. Anyone that wants to come just to learn more about the organization, or if they are interested in competing, definitely come and check it out. And there's just information on our website, misscarboncounty.org, to come to that, which it will be at Mont Harmon. The teen is at 5 and the miss is at 6:30.
Ladies, did we cover everything?
We do have the junior, little miss, and mini miss orientation on July 21st. And that's at Mont Harmon as well.
That one's a little bit different. All paperwork is due before or by that date.
Okay.
So unlike the teen and miss, that's just like an information meeting, the mini little junior miss orientation meeting, they have to have everything ready to go.
Okay. So make sure you get that paperwork in before the date of the meeting if it's for the junior and the little miss competitions. Marilyn Tubbs and Kylie House, thank you so much for coming in today and letting us know all about the Miss Carbon County organization. If you're interested, check out their website. It is misscarboncounty.org. Ladies, thank you so much for taking out the time today. We really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.